Good morning, I'm Eric Whitney with Montana Morning News. The Montana Department of Labor and Industry reports that one fewer worker died from a work-related injury last year than in 2013. The Helena Independent Record reports that there were 27 work-related fatalities last year. According to the Department of Labor's 2014 fatality report, 9 of those deaths were from transportation accidents, slips, trips, and falls. Contact with objects and equipment accounted for 5 deaths. Violence and other injuries by a person or animal claimed 3 lives, and exposure to a harmful substance or environment caused 1 death. The report shows that agriculture accounted for the most deaths with 6 fatalities, followed by trade, transportation, and utilities with 5 deaths. A hiker in Glacier National Park was grabbed and shaken by a grizzly bear 2 days ago. The park says his injuries were not life-threatening. The 65-year-old man from Wisconsin was hiking alone off-trail near Mount Henkel in the Many Glacier Valley when he surprised a sow grizzly with 2 cubs. He successfully deployed his bear spray, causing the bear to release him and leave the area. The hiker received puncture wounds to his lower leg and injuries to his hand. The man hiked back to his vehicle in Many Glacier and drove himself to the emergency room in Cutbank. He was treated and released later that evening. According to park rangers, the bear's response to the hiker was defensive in nature and consistent with a surprise encounter with the hiker. Glacier National Park officials are encouraging hikers to follow bear safety protocols like carrying bear spray, hiking in groups, and avoiding obvious bear feeding areas. The annual fall raptor migration through Montana is well underway, Claire Burgesson reports.
This is the 25th consecutive season that the Montana Audubon has counted raptors migrating through the state. Executive Director Steve Hoffman says so far, they've seen a 30 to 50% increase in the number of birds of prey they track.
We're seeing actually a very strong flight of birds, and our counts are well ahead of what we've seen over the last few years.
Species like the red-tailed hawk and American kestrel are doing well, but Audubon has counted fewer golden eagles over the last 20 years. Hoffman says that the counts are important for measuring the long-term population changes in the birds. Audubon invites the public to help them count at the annual Bridger Raptor Festival in Bozeman, October 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. For more information, you can go to our website for the link. With Montana News, I'm Claire Bergeson.
Missoula's Neptune Aviation has won the largest of 3 contracts to supply next-generation air tankers to the U.S. Forest Service to fight fires. Aeroflight Incorporated in Spokane and an Albuquerque company got contracts as well. The Forest Service is taking 4 tankers from Neptune and a total of 3 from the other companies. The National Interagency Fire Center in Boise says the contracts will double the number of next-generation air tankers in the Forest Service fleet that can fly faster and carry more retardant than older firefighting aircraft that are still in use. Forest Service officials say the agency is making progress modernizing its fleet of large air tankers. The Land and Water Conservation Fund was not included in a funding bill that prevented a government shutdown yesterday. The fund uses fees paid by offshore oil and gas drilling companies to conserve land and increase public land access. Montana Democratic Senator John Tester supports the program and says he'll fight to get it reauthorized. Tester says the LWCF is good for Montana's outdoor recreationists and pumps about $6 billion annually into the state's economy. New deposits into the fund stop today.
Then you start taking regular folks' taxpayer dollars, and it starts coming from the general fund. It puts the program in incredible peril because of that. It takes away the certainty of the program, and it is not good.
Tester says he'll do everything he can to revive the Land and Water Conservation Fund. The trial is underway for a man charged with striking and killing a deputy during a high-speed pursuit. Authorities say an August 14th chase with Adam Sanchez Jr. began in Great Falls and continued toward Geyser. Sanchez then turned around and was headed back to Great Falls when Cascade County Sheriff's Deputy Joe Dunn was struck. After his arrest, Sanchez was hospitalized for extreme methamphetamine toxicity. Attorneys questioned witnesses about whether Sanchez intentionally hit Dunn. Sanchez's public defender said in his opening statement that prosecutors would fail to prove intent. Sanchez is serving a 20-year sentence for armed robbery and actions during another pursuit. U.S. Senator Steve Daines is co-sponsoring legislation to secure permanent reauthorization of the Land and Water Conservation Fund. That program uses fees paid by offshore oil and gas drilling companies for conservation programs. It wasn't included in a continuing resolution the Senate passed yesterday to prevent a government shutdown. Republican Senator Daines urged his colleagues to reconsider the measure.
LWCF keeps lands, like family ranches in the family and working. It's a fundamental tool that preserves and protects our opportunities to enjoy hunting, fishing, and outdoor recreation. It keeps forests in productive use through the Forest Legacy Program, like in the Haskell Basin. And that's why it's so disappointing that reauthorization was not included in the CR we voted on today.
Those who opposed reauthorization of the Land and Water Conservation Fund say it's expanding the federal government's ownership of land. Others support reforming the fund to better preserve existing public land. Two members of the Montana Board of Pardons and Parole have denied parole to a man who shot and killed two Montana State University students in 1990. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports that Brett Byers was convicted in 1991 of deliberate homicide for the deaths and was sentenced to 165 years in prison. Byers can be evaluated for parole again in 5 years. Air quality in Thompson Falls is very unhealthy this morning and unhealthy in Libby. That's according to the Montana Department of Environmental Quality. The agency says the bad air is due to ongoing wildfires in the northwest part of the state and over the border in Idaho. A cold front moving into the state today is expected to improve air conditions and may bring moisture to moderate the fires.